أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأنى تصرفون. صدق الله العظيم. In the verse before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described His Qudrat by speaking about the creation of the skies and the earth and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala alternates the day and the night. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concluded that all of this has its fixed time. In other words, everything will come to an end. In this ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala once again reminds us of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. This time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about insan. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created insan. First Allah says, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created you, O mankind, from one single soul. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah described at the end of the previous surah, Surah Sa'd. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave us a glimpse of the creation. Thereafter, ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. From Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And from there, from the two of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. And we find that this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very first and up to now, there is no change in the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created perfect mankind all the time. There may be the exceptions, but that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people may be created, deformed, etc. Those are second qudrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down for you 8 different kinds of animals in pairs. In other words, 4, and each one 2 in pairs. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ever insan required for the different usages that man needed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen to all the needs of man. The 4 camels, the cattle, male, and all of them, Allah makes them down from the sky, but he by his command, the needs of Allah fulfilling, and the suqukum khalq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the creation, one to another, a sperm to a cloth of blood, and like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, till man had been completely formed in the womb of the mother. And that again is another very great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that little space that we will call the womb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and which human being, with all the technology that man has, can create another human anywhere in the world? Secondly, which human being or which technology can create in such a small space like the womb? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further elucidates this, fi ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ, in 3 darknesses. In absolute darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. And when we look at these 3 darknesses, on the one hand, conventionally, we will find that the mufassireen have spoken about the darkness of the womb, they've spoken about the darkness of the stomach, and they've spoken about the darkness of the fetal membrane. But speaking to doctors up here, they have now been the sack itself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, the perfect space, that is absolute. What Allah tabaraka great kudrat of Allah to a den or an extraction to that mouth, abundant light, subhanahu wa ta'ala show any light, and that creation also is perfect. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبُّكُمْ, your Rabb who created you stage by stage, He brought you to the point of perfection, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our sustenance. Lahul mulk, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sovereignty. La ilaha illahu, this is sufficient for any human being to realize that there has to be only one Allah. There has to be only one creator, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no object of worship but He, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa anna tusrafun, O man, where are you turning away? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us the question that when you have Allah that is a perfect being, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is perfect in every way, When you have Allah that has created you, you have Allah, Allah perfected your needs, Allah, why do you leave Allah's words besides Allah? May Allah ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.